This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly holds first session after Gen Z movement. Dewa faction of Nepali Congress moves Supreme Court against Election Commission's decision. Nepal lose to Thailand by 8 wickets in Women's T20 World Cup qualifier opener. And European leaders condemn US President Donald Trump's tariff threat over Greenland. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has held its first session following the vandalism and arson at the Federal Parliament building in New Banisur during the Gen Z movement. Today's session took place at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Simhadarbar after President Ramchandra Podel summoned it. In the first meeting, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal read out the President's letter convening the session. The meeting also passed a condolence motion for the late Nepali Congress lawmaker Baldev Bohra. The session is seen as significant as preparations for the House of Representatives elections are underway and new members are said to be elected to the National Assembly. Meanwhile, members of the National Assembly Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Bamdev Gautam and Bhagwati Nirvana have resigned from their posts. They submitted their resignations to National Assembly Chair Dahal today, immediately after the National Assembly meeting, according to Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ikram Giri. The three lawmakers resigned either registering their nominations as candidates in the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. The Sher Bahadur Deva-led faction of the Nepali Congress has approached the Supreme Court, challenging the Election Commission's decision to recognize the party elected through a special general convention. Leader Bimalendra Nidhi said the group, led by acting president Purna Bahadur Kharka and backed by signatures from a majority of central members, is in the process of filing a writ petition. The legal move follows the Election Commission's decision to legitimate the Central Working Committee elected at the second Special General Convention held at Brikuti Mandapa, Kathmandu from the 11th to 14th of January. With 46 days remaining for the House of Representatives elections, the Election Commission says it has intensified preparations and is hopeful of compliance with the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission has begun implementing the Election Code of Conduct and has set up offices of chief returning officers in all 77 districts and returning officers in 88 constituencies. The Election Commission also held discussions with political parties registered for the elections. Party representatives pledged to support free and fair polls and committed to following the constitution, election laws and the code of conduct. Soil acidity is increasing in Japa, according to tests conducted by the Agricultural Knowledge Center. Results from 104 soil samples in Domok and Buddhasanti show low levels of organic matter, nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium in most fields. About 60% of the samples were found acidic, with organic matter below the recommended 2%. Farmers have been advised to use cow dung, green manure and agricultural lime to improve soil health. Officials warn that excessive use of chemical fertilizers while boosting rice and corn production in the short term is gradually worsening soil quality. The center also called for more soil testing labs in municipalities to better monitor and manage soil quality. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television on the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal have joined the Social Security Fund. The PSP Nepal Board recently approved the move, setting procedures for including employees in the fund from mid-January. The decision will benefit contract, bulletin-based and daily wage employees working in the organization. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A threat by U.S. President Donald Trump to impose new tariffs on 8 European allies has drawn strong criticism from European leaders. According to the BBC, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the move was completely wrong, while French President Emmanuel Macron called it unacceptable. Trump announced a 10% tariff on goods from Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands, and Finland, starting from the 1st of February. He warned that the tariffs could rise to 25% and remain in place until an agreement is reached. The dispute follows opposition from European countries to Trump's proposal to take control of Greenland, which he says is vital for U.S. security. Trump has not ruled out using force. The European Union has called an emergency meeting in Brussels, while protests have taken place in Greenland and Denmark. European nations have backed Denmark, saying Arctic security should be a shared responsibility of NATO. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused the United States and Israel of being responsible for the deaths of several thousand people during recent anti-government protests. According to Al Jazeera, speaking on Saturday, Khamenei said those linked to the U.S. and Israel caused widespread damage and violence during weeks of unrest. He also accused U.S. President Donald Trump of direct involvement, calling him a criminal. Khamenei said Iran would avoid escalating tensions beyond its borders, but warned that those it holds responsible would face consequences. NASA's mega rocket has been moved to the launch pad in Florida as preparations continue for the first crewed mission to the moon in more than 50 years. According to the BBC, the 98-meter-tall space launch system took nearly 12 hours to travel 6.5 kilometers from the vehicle assembly building to launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA will now carry out final checks and a wet dress rehearsal, which includes fueling the rocket and testing countdown procedures. The Artemis second mission will send four astronauts, Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christiana Koch, and Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen, around the moon on a 10-day journey. NASA says the earliest possible launch date is the 6th of February, with additional launch windows in the following months. This will be the first crewed moon mission, since Apollo 17 in 1972. Now, sports update. Nepal have lost to Thailand by 8 wickets in the opening Group B match of the Women's T20 World Cup qualifier in Kirtipur. Nepal women scored 122 runs, setting a target of 123 runs. In reply, Thailand women raised 125 runs for 2 wickets in 16.5 overs, winning the match with 19 balls to spare. The defeat puts Nepal under early pressure in the group stage of the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions over Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, along with the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki province. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Mist and fog are likely to persist at some places over the Tarai region. The weather will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly holds first session after Jhanji movement. Dewa faction of Nepali Congress moves Supreme Court against Election Commission's decision. Nepal loses to Thailand by 8 wickets in Women's T20 World Cup qualifier opener. And European leaders condemn US President Trump's tariff threat over Greenland. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.